I hear that.
Gave up on it.
Look at me for crying out loud.
Chuck and Buck in the mornings, 9 o'clock hour on a Wednesday. It is time to mock draft, and a true mock draft. No green jacket celebrations. No Chris rubbing it in our faces how much he knows hockey.
Right.
That stuff. And it take place. Not on our watch, not
nope,
today.
Not happening.
And so we get ready to mock Chuck Powell, Bucky Jacobson, Ashley Ryan, and Christopher Kidd in studio with you. And we, sometimes we go straight down the sports avenue. Sometimes we go way outside. And then sometimes we incorporate both. And then sometimes we just pick something weird. Today is one of those days.
Yeah.
We were going to do the greatest Kevins of all time. Because Kevin, there are not a lot of good things said about Kevins on this show.
No.
It's not our fault, Shockey.
Yeah.
Bucky and I have never dated a Kevin we couldn't stand.
Right. Exactly. It's all on Ashley.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
And so we were going to do the best Kevins.
And then that got outlawed.
Well, then we realized there weren't any.
Right. That's what I thought. Like, I can't think of one.
No, even worse. I think we've already done it.
Yeah, I think we have.
I think we've already done a mock draft of the greatest Kevins of all
time. We've had some
failed
segments, obviously.
Get ready for another one.
So why not just make an easy transition? Look at this guy over here. Is he not inspiring, this one over here?
Yep.
Yeah,
good number one overall pick
to you.
Yeah,
ooh, look at that! Listen to that scene voice.
Yeah, look at that! Look at that! You should see his penmanship.
All listenable. Impeccable.
Appreciate the lie, Chuck.
We are going to draft the our favorite Chris's of all time.
Chris Sims, number one.
Wow! Perfect. You can have him.
All right, give him number one then. What? Get that on my list.
That is an out of nowhere first choice.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm not even going to write it down.
Maybe he's just throwing it out there so that whoever has the first pick will do what they normally do when Chuck mentions someone and then take that person.
Yeah, just threw it out there.
See if it
sticks.
Yeah, exactly.
So not the best Chris's of all time, not the most famous Chris's of all time. Your favorite Chris's of all time. Yeah, it is going to be fun.
How many Marvel characters are going to be on your list, Chuck?
I don't know.
I shouldn't say characters. I said Marvel
stars. I'm more interested to learn if you're going to be drafted.
No.
I mean, he is one of my favorite Chris's of all time.
Appreciate
but I don't know if the audience loves him as much as we do.
Yeah, let's not nitpick.
Go for votes.
I don't know that. I don't know that would be good pandering. Yeah.
You'd finish with the 2% voting. Would be good.
Oh, you'd be the reason I got 2%.
Well, thank you for those that voted for me. It'd be
he usually gets 2%.
It'd be my vote in your vote, Buck.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I waffle between whether or not I even like you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let alone
it's all
favorite.
Fair. It's all fair.
Let alone in your top 16.
I'm kidding.
This is like MySpace with names.
Yeah.
Your top 16, top 8. Oh, this gets tough.
All right. So we're going to draft our favorite Chris's, and if our Chris list ends up matching your favorite Chris's or coming in the ballpark, then vote for it. You are our scoreboard, you the listening audience. So we'll draft for four rounds, drafting our favorite Chris's of all time. And then you will determine after we post it on Twitter who has the best list of Chris's. So if our Chris is on your list.
If our Chris is on your list.
Yep.
That's all I got.
It's the doo-doo and bye. All right, so what's our draft order, Ashley?
Chuck, Chris, Bucky, Ashley.
Dang it.
Low-key, Ashley, I'll trade if you want.
You didn't even get the number one pick on your own.
It's okay. Ashley, do you want to trade?
I do not.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm hoping. Well, I'm taking a gamble here, but we'll see. I'm going to keep my spot.
Who was last?
Me.
Oh, you were last. All right, so Bucky. Okay. Bucky's third. All right, and Ashley is last.
Better not take my number one. Chuck, you're the only one I think that will.
I honestly want to take Chris Kidd.
Okay.
That's my number one. Don't do it.
I'm going to play the game a little bit here, but I mean, if I'm being honest with myself, I don't know any of these other people that I'm going to draft.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
and
my
it
favorite
is your
Chris.
Favorite.
I'm taking Chris Kidd.
Okay, look at that number one pick.
Yeah. Christopher Kidd.
Well, Chuck just solidified last place.
Christopher Kidd.
No, he'll get two votes.
Number one pick.
I might have to vote for Chuck's team, even though I should vote for myself. Just because my name is...
Yeah. Of course you do.
If I'm being honest, I mean, I don't know any of these other people. How do I know if I like any of these other people?
Well, you don't dislike any of them, do you?
I have a feeling I would love some of these people.
I do, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know that for a fact, so I can't. If I'm going to invite a Chris to my party, Chris Kidd's going to be the first one I'm invited.
Halloween party 2022, baby.
Then Chris Kidd.
There you go.
Yeah.
Number one pick.
Not much of a partier. Yeah. I'll tell you.
Yeah. And I'd just like to point out, Kevin Shockey wasn't drafted at all when we did the Kevin.
Let alone first overall.
Poor Shockey.
I feel like this is going to burn just a little harder.
All right, Chris, you're up.
Oh, thanks a lot. How do I follow
can't
up?
Can't take yourself. Yeah. Any other Chris besides you?
I've taken you off the list.
You know, I'll just go ahead and take Chris Rock.
Okay,
that's who I would have taken if I wasn't trying to.
You
want to
do a mulligan?
If you weren't trying to be nice.
That would have been mine. Favorite comedian of all time. So there are a lot of famous Chris's out there, and yet. All the Chris actors, none of them rank as my favorite actor of all time. Chris Rock's my favorite comedian of all time. He's number one. That's where I'd have gone.
It's a good pick.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had him on my list. I did not have Chris Kidd on my list.
Will Smith wants to slap your mouth, though.
Yep. Get ready.
Yeah. How dare you take him with your number one overall pick.
I had to. It was only right.
You keep his name out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Whack!
I'm getting nervous. Chuck is looking at me very sternly.
Well, I mean,
known to slap people around here.
You keep Chris Rock's name out of your mouth.
But I'm talking about how great he is.
All right, exactly. Bucky, you are up next. Who are you going to take with your third overall selection?
Okay, well, I'm gonna take a little chance here that Ashley won't steal the one that I thought you might take.
Ludacris.
He's on my list.
He's on mine, too.
He's on mine, too.
Because that Chris is
on your
list. Well,
maybe I should take him, then. Since, you know, I know he's on both your lists.
Well, it's your call.
But I'm not going to. I'm going to take Chris Farley.
Damn it.
Oh, Chris Farley. Great pick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great pick.
So someone's long got mowed. Sounds like Ashley.
Oh.
That was the gamble I was going to take. You should have taken the one that you thought Chuck was going to take. Thanks, no. Bucky.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you are going to take him.
All right.
Yeah. The great pick. When I did my list, I try to as often as I can not use the internet. I forgot about him.
Huh.
What?
Forgot about Chris Farley.
He was the first one that popped in my head.
It's an excellent choice. An excellent choice.
Fat guy, little coat. I've been there.
Yeah.
Know that.
Yeah. There's some people that just don't like him.
And those people are horrible.
I mean, how could you not like him?
I don't know.
I had Jay Moore tell me. I asked Jay Moore. I said, who truly is the funniest person? He goes, are you kidding? Is this some sort of joke? I'm like, what? And he goes, ask anybody at Saturday Night Live that worked with him. The funniest person that has ever lived is Chris Farley.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's one of my favorite people.
My favorite Chris on the planet.
Oh, Ashley's really sad. Ashley doesn't even want to do this anymore.
Woo-hoo!
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have taken Chris up on his offer to take number two, but I thought, well, I have the chance to go back-to-back, so that'll...
Well, here you go, back-to-back.
Give me Christopher Walken.
Oh, another great pick. I thought that would get to me for sure.
Oh, no. He's a gem.
Trick or treat.
He is a gem.
In the face with a sorry.
And I'm debating here. I know if I don't take this person, he's going to get taken, so I will take Ludacris.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Ludacris.
Luda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christopher Brian Bridges is his real name.
Hey, I'm not disputing it.
No dispute.
Yeah. I'm taking Jesus, Chris. So
there you go.
I'm going to bend the rules.
That was not his first name.
Chris.
Yes, it's Chris. True.
Yeah. Ludacris and Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Nice.
Both musical geniuses.
Yes. Yes. I got to have more cowbell.
Yeah.
I don't like your tone.
Yeah.
It's all wrong.
What? Oh, yeah, Bucky's going to Joe Dirt.
Face.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course. Dancing as a janitor was awesome.
I got a fever. And a prescription. There's more cowbell. All right, Bucky. Round number two to you. You got Chris Farley. Who's your next favorite,
yeah,
Chris?
Yeah, who else are you going to steal from me, Bucky?
Well, you should have taken Chris Cornell.
Mm, yeah, I had him on my list, but
awesome.
No.
Awesome.
One of the best voices.
The best.
Ever graced the planet.
The best voice in rock and roll history.
I got the funniest guy on the planet voice. And the best voice on the planet.
I love your team.
Go ahead and chalk it up for a dub.
I love your team. I think that if you ask Chris Farley or Chris Cornell, though, they would say Chuck's got the best start.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, for sure they would say that. Yeah. But that's what you get with the number one overall pick is you get Chris Kidd.
Yeah. You know what? Now that I think about it, maybe Cornell would have been my number one pick.
I'll give you a mulligan.
That's who I thought you would take, number one from me.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
You went Chris Kidd.
I should have stolen him. I was debating.
Ashley took a rapper. I'm going to take a better rapper and Christopher Biggie Wallace.
Oh,
Biggie Smalls. Yes, you did win the rap battle there.
I'm going to have to write down just Wallace, though. I have to trust that people know who that is.
No, you Biggie Smalls.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can put the names they're known by because all that matters is that they were an actual Chris to start.
Okay, back to me. I finally get to make a real pick.
I was hoping he'd fall.
Wait, a real pick? Christopher Kidd wasn't real? He's right there. He can hear
he's
you.
He's a real boy.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go two superheroes.
Oh.
I'm going to go Pratt.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
And I am going to go... Oh, boy.
I'm not talking in a deeper voice.
I'm going to go Hemsworth.
He's
so you have Thor, and you have Star-Lord.
I got Thor and Star-Lord.
Your team is so good looking.
The most handsome squad.
Look at the team you're on. Look at the team photo you get to be a part of.
I guess we'd probably get a couple million likes.
Just a few.
I'm going to go back-to-back superheroes. Give me Pratt and Hemsworth with my second and third round selections. All right, Chris, back to you. Since nobody has any analysis of my terrific selection.
I mean, they're super.
I said your team is hot.
And you know what? Super.
Like dead
like
sexy.
Superheroes.
I'm going to go with a legend here.
Oh.
I'm going to go with rumbling, stumbling, fumbling Chris Berman.
Oh. Chris Berman! Look at that.
That was good.
Let me tell you something about that.
He was on my list.
Let me tell you something, Chris, about that pick.
I'm quite surprised with Chris Kidd's list right now.
Well,
yeah, he's doing a great job.
Nobody.
It's very unlike him.
Nobody circles the wagons. Like Chris Kidd.
Yeah.
Am I right, Tommy?
Louisville.
Louisville. I didn't even ask for a college, Tommy.
Louisville.
Tommy, stop saying Louisville.
He may go all the way.
You know that he stole everything from Howard Cosell.
It's fine with me. Okay. Still love the guy.
All right, Bucky, you are up. Third round selection. You've got Farley, you got Cornell, you got a good team of Chris's going on right now. I got to be honest.
Yeah, you do.
Well, and I'll take the best. Well, I shouldn't say that because Chris Pratt Star-Lord is one of my favorite superhero characters.
He's
but
going
the original,
Captain America.
The one that put all these shows on the map. Christopher Reeve, the original Superman.
Oh, he's going Reeve. Oh. I wrote down Evans.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going Captain America.
No, he's going to go Christopher Reeve with
legend,
the pick.
The OG of superheroes.
All right. Well, I actually went with good superheroes.
Oh, Superman wasn't good?
Those movies were trash.
DC is a...
You are crazy.
It's on the downward spiral.
Yeah. If you've gone back to watch one as an adult...
Yeah, well, it's old.
There are a lot of great old movies.
If you had all the CGI nonsense they had now, it would look great.
I don't care about floating on a cable. I care about reading him a poem in your thoughts while Superman is carrying you across the sky.
Very romantic.
Very
romantic.
Wrote that into the script.
You wish he was carrying you, reading you, and you'd read him a poem.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Ashley, you got back-to-back selections. You can round out your roster of Chris's here. Where are you going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go away from the superheroes that you all are very into. And I'm going to stick with my comedians and my musicians over here. So I'll take Christopher Lloyd, please. And Chris...
Marty! And the Flux Capacitor!
Martin.
Oh, make sure you eat your vitamins and eat your chocolates.
Yep. Say your prayers and make trade fair.
Sure.
Yeah. No.
Bucky doesn't like it.
No. Okay.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, thank you.
I am a
Well,
I am
my team
a
would have been better
fan.
If Bucky hadn't stolen Chris Farley from me.
Yeah. Well, it is.
I am a Coldplay fan.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Look at the sky.
Uh-huh. You should admit that.
Why not? They're amazing.
Yeah. A great band.
All right, so Ashley's got Walken, Ludacris, Christopher Lloyd, and Chris Martin on her roster of Chris's. All right, Bucky, round number four goes to you. We are drafting our favorite Chris's of all time. Where are you going?
I was thinking about warming it up, Chris, because I was about to wear my pants and everything backwards, but I'm not going to do that.
Warm it up, Chris.
You know what I'm going to go with? Something kind of new. And I'm a big fan of the guy. I did not know. I had to look this one up. But Jon Snow. His name's Kit Harington, but his first name is actually Christopher.
Yeah.
So Jon Snow. It's Christopher. Believe me, he goes by Kit.
You can't go by Jon Snow. You have to go by his actual name.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You can't put Jon Snow?
No, you have to put Kit Harington.
You have to put Kit Harington. And it's not even a Chris.
It's a Christopher.
His first name is, but we can put his real name or we have to put Kit Harington.
He's known as Jon Snow.
We're not putting any of these other people's character names.
Yeah, we're not putting...
Biggie Smalls?
I mean...
I said no on that.
Yeah, that's
he's known as Jon Snow, but whatever. You guys go ahead.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So
go
Kit
ahead
Harington.
Put Kit Harington, if that makes you feel better.
Okay. I think you should just put Harrington.
Everyone's going to
I think you
who's
just
Chris
put it
Harington?
Blank. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm already going to win.
Yeah. Harrington.
I think your first two were a solid first two. You went downhill after that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. all right, Christopher, who are you going to take? I took the pressure off you by taking you. Now you don't have to take yourself.
That was a lot of
so
pressure
kind
there.
Of you.
You know what? I'll go ahead and take Chris Tucker because that guy is hilarious. So I'll round out my team.
Good. Man, there were a lot of good Chris's. A lot more Chris's than Kevin's.
Yeah.
That's true.
But you get to one.
I know. I saw like six longer. On my list that we haven't used.
I have amazing ones left. And again, you know what?
I almost took the running back.
That's what I'm taking.
I did too, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to.
CJ?
Yeah.
2000?
No. Chris Carson.
Oh.
Oh,
I was thinking Chris Johnson.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, Chris Carson.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. I like Chris Carson.
Yeah,
my
you
favorite
are just
Chris.
Pandering over there. Mm.
I took
which
Chris
I support.
Kidd.
Yeah, I support. I support all the pandering.
What are you mad about?
Not mad at all. You know me. I love to pander.
I threw this thing away from the outset.
I was just surprised of the Carson over the Johnson pick. That
well, I like Chris
me.
Carson better than Chris Johnson.
Okay, well,
and that's
there you
fair.
Go.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's better than
you just
him.
Said who you like more.
Yeah, exactly. I just like Chris Carson better than Chris Johnson. So, all right. So my team of Chris Kidd, Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, and Chris Carson. Chris Kidd's team of Chris Rock, Chris Wallace, Chris Berman, and Chris Tucker. Bucky's team of Chris Farley, Chris Cornell, Christopher Reeve, and Chris Harrington.
No, Harrington.
Chris Harrington. And Ashley's team of Christopher Walken, Ludacris, Christopher Lloyd, and Chris Martin. Man, we didn't take Chris Everett.
Oh, yeah, I thought about her.
Didn't take Chris Evans. Chris Evans ended up not even getting drafted.
I didn't even put him on my list.
You don't like him?
Well, I get him and Chris Pine confused.
One was Captain America.
Yeah, I don't watch those.
You don't watch those?
No.
What are you going to do about this? Come on. If you're going to be my favorite, Chris, do something about this.
Need an intervention.
Yeah. Chris Webber?
Because of his failure, I couldn't put him on my list. I feel like that would get me no votes.
Because he called a timeout?
Oh, yeah.
People love him.
Oh, yeah. Maybe in Michigan.
Wow. Chris Kringle would have been a good one.
Oh.
But I'll take Jon Snow instead.
Oh, my God. We failed.
Oh, I dropped the ball on
wow.
that.
I feel like an absolute horse's ass.
Does Christian Bale count?
I had him on my list. Yeah, Batman.
Christopher Columbus?
President.
There's some negative connotations with Christopher Columbus. Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't take Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Chris Paul would be a good one.
CP3. Yeah. I was thinking Chris Jericho, but it's all good.
Boy, a lot of good Chris's.
Yeah. I had Christian Slater on there.
Very nice.
It'd be cool to be named Chris, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think kind of a cooler.
I'll change my name.
Yeah. And then you got to share it with so many cool
Christopher Jacobson. Doesn't sound bad.
Yeah. Sounds
sounds wonderful.
We wouldn't have nearly as compelling a draft if it was Chuck's.
Well, and the
not a lot of great Chucks out there.
Yeah, the show also.
Chuck Liddell.
If your name was Christopher, then it would be the Chuck and Christopher show, and that doesn't quite have the same to it.
CC Factory.
All right, coming up next here. We'll get this up on Twitter. So, again, you're voting for the best four Chris's, not the best individual Chris, so don't give me too much credit for my number one overall pick. Take my entire team into account, and we will announce the winner on tomorrow's radio program. Coming up next, we finally get to our Jamal Adams conversation. We've had two different experts weigh in on Jamal Adams this week, and so what do we make of it? Is he ready for a breakout year in a Seahawk uniform? We discuss here on Chuck and Buck Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM. Wrong with this?
Does Bucky know who it is?
Oh boy.
Do you like it at all?
Yeah. Well,
oh, you do like it. Oh, so you do like Coldplay.
There you go, Ashley.
Yeah.
Oh, you said they were garbage band.
No, I did not. I said you shouldn't admit that. There's not a lot of songs of theirs that I like. There's a bunch of, because I've heard that before, that somebody's playing the song and I'm like, what is this? Will you change it? Well, you don't like Coldplay? I'm like, I don't like this.
Okay.
So there's some I don't like, even though I wouldn't know which ones they are. And then there's some that I do like, even though I didn't know they sang it.
Again, it's just my favorite game.
Yeah. It's my favorite game, too.
I actually was going to discuss this with you. We might as well do it on the air. I was thinking about a feature. Run it past you, think if it's a good idea or not.
Okay.
Where we do have, it's a who sings this contest. And we play five songs. And if Bucky gets one at any moment, he wins the game.
Okay.
Yeah. So you could get four, but if Bucky wins at any moment, he wins the round.
I think it's a great game to play.
I think so, too.
What do you think?
I don't feel confident that I'll win, even with that advantage.
I love it.
What's the thing that can tell, like, it just can tell whatever song's being played?
Shazam.
Yeah, you're the opposite of Shazam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually a funny story. My buddy Josh Houghton, he's from Hermiston, and we were making a trip back to Hermiston. This is years ago, right when Shazam came out. And whenever we would drive, we would always play that game on XM radio, right? We'd cover it up with something, and then a song would come playing, and you had to take turns alternating who gets to guess first. And he was great at it. So even when I got it wrong at first, he would get it the next try, and so he'd kill me. I mean, we're talking like 50-1 or something, what the score would be. Well, one time we ended up making a trip, and a Shazam just came out. So I got it on my phone down between my legs.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm stealing stuff. The red, one of them I remember was the Cherry Poppin' Daddies, whatever that song is.
We played that yesterday. Zoot Suit Riot.
Is that them?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Did not know that.
We literally played it after your story
time.
It came on,
and I'm like Shazam and all these, and I'm getting, he's like, what? Because there's something that even he didn't know. How did you get that? And I didn't tell him until we got there,
awesome.
And I whooped his ass. Boy, I beat him. I beat him soundly. And then I told him afterwards I Shazammed everything.
We'll call the game Mazas because it's Shazam spelled backwards.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's Bucky.
I like it.
Stump Mazas.
Mazas.
Stump Mazas.
So hard to do.
I love it.
Ashley could get four in a row, but if Bucky gets one,
he'll lose. I'll be so happy, when I get one.
Yeah, and I'll laugh because he did it.
And
that's
she
great.
Gets to pick, too, because then she'll pick a lot of stuff. But that's fine.
No, she doesn't
no,
get to
I don't
pick.
Get to because then I get to see him.
Yeah.
We're going to have to figure out how that would work.
Yeah.
Don't pick any, like, of the great artists, like Nate Dogg or anything like that, because I'll get those.
Christopher Kidd better help, otherwise he falls down the list.
Right.
Oh, yeah, pressure's on. Otherwise he will not be the number one pick.
That's right.
Fair.
I mean, right now, you're my favorite Chris, but one false step.
Oh,
out of the top 16.
Yeah.
Two false steps?
Yeah.
Don't even call you by Christopher anymore.
You are dog do.
Yeah, you'll just be a regular old Chris at that point.
Yeah. Oof. So, pressure's on, kid. Pressure's on. All right, Mazas, let's talk a little Seahawk football here. Our one series has continued here throughout the month of June. It will continue to the end of June. And so we've discussed safeties each of the last 2 days. Today we had Jackson Bevins on, famously of the blogosphere and also of the podcast world. And he discussed Quandre Diggs. Yesterday, we had Mike Dugar on, and Mike wanted to break down Jamal Adams. And here's a little bit of his breakdown.
If he just, you know, protects his shoulder a little bit more, man, this dude's going to be good. You know, he's a really good player. He's interesting in that, like, you can break him down through almost physics. Like, when he goes forward, he is excellent. Whether that's starting a too high look and coming down against the run, or coming down to eliminate crossing routes in the middle of the field, or coming down to blitz the quarterback or whatever. Like, when he just is coming forward, he's excellent.
I respectfully disagree with our guy, Mike. I don't think he's excellent. And I'm not even sure if he's any good. There's a reason people are calling it one of the worst trades in NFL history. But as I mentioned yesterday, previous day, I do open the door a little bit of a crack that we might very well see the best version of him. You know, yes, it's hard to play safety with two bum shoulders. And you do need your shoulders to hit and to tackle. And he particularly needs them because he lives for the big play. I think he feeds off of that. I think he feeds off of the energy. I think he plays better, you know, the more that he's impressed with himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that might drive people crazy because he plays to the crowd, but who cares? As long as he's given you the best version of himself, as long as we see something better out of 33 than what we've seen the last couple of years, as long as he comes close to earning that big paycheck of his, then I'm going to feel better about Jamal Adams. So I think we have a very good chance of seeing the best version of Jamal Adams coming up this year. But to this point, I don't think he's been good. I don't even think he's been good. You know, I've heard very good. Greg defends him a lot, too. It's not just Mike. Jackson defended him this morning. So a lot of people defend him. I don't think we're watching a good player.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. So I think that he's a great athlete, and I think that he brings some stuff to the table, like the energy he plays with and the pursuit to do something big is something that he has, right? So you combine that pursuit, I want to do something great, I want to make that big play, I want to be able to get up and hoop and holler and woof and do all that stuff. When he does make that play, a lot of times it's because he is athletically gifted. I mean, he is a very gifted athlete. I think that there's just holes that are hard to not notice when it comes to somebody that says that they are the greatest, right? Like, I want to be the highest paid safety. And yet the coverage skills are not. I can't go with Mike Dugar on, oh, there's a bunch of times where he was pretty darn good. I mean, he wasn't torched. He just didn't make the play. He just didn't defend the pass. Well, I don't care if you're torched or you're right in his back pocket. If you don't defend the ball,
if you
you're
make
not
a bad
good.
Play, you make a bad play.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't.
Getting hit in the face with an interception because your hands aren't up.
Yes.
You don't get a lot of credit for being in the right place.
No. To me, that's not it was a good approach. He was in the right place. No. You just
you
let it hit
play.
You in the face.
You got to make that play.
And so, to me, it's one of those. And this is where I think I probably am wrong with it, but it's a sensitivity that kind of hits a nerve for me. If you are going to talk a big game, then I'm going to be harsher on you when you do something subpar.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way that I am, because sports are hard. I don't expect anyone to be perfect. But if you act as if you are the God's gift to something, then damn it, I'm gonna be on you about doing it. And so shortcomings become bigger shortcomings when you act as if you don't have any. You know, knowing what you don't know, knowing what your weaknesses are, and then working on those is something that I think the best of the best do. That's why they become GOATs, is not because they just kept practicing what they were good at. Improve on your weakness, and then you all of a sudden, if you have gifts. If God gifted you with speed and size and strength and all this stuff, but you don't understand routes or techniques or opening your hips or do this, that, or the other, if you're not good at that naturally, then you better work on that. Otherwise, you're wasting some of your potential. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's kind of where I think he is.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. I think that's painfully accurate about what we've seen out of Jamal Adams. But I'm going to give Bo Jackson and Mike a little bit of leverage here. They both sort of referenced a different kind of player if you're not treating him as a traditional safety, that we're talking about a different kind of player and a guy that can get into the backfield and has shown glimpses of wreaking havoc. His first game as a Seahawk was remarkable.
Right.
I mean, I thought there were two of them against the Falcons that
right.
day. I mean, he was everywhere. And so he obviously, I think they're both right. I mean, Mike was saying when he goes forward versus going backwards, and Jackson was saying when he was a more effective player the first year than he was the second year because they tried to treat him more as a traditional safety. Jamal Adams wants to be called something different. He didn't even want to be paid like a safety. He wanted to be paid like some sort of
pass rusher.
You know, something that we don't even have a title
hybrid
for.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that there's probably some truth to what he's saying. He's a hunter. I want to hunt down the play. I don't want responsibilities.
Right.
You know, and pass rushers kind of get that liberty. You know, Lawrence Taylor was a hunter and a stripper. And a devourer.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody really worried all that much if he was in the proper spot for the runoff tackle.
Right.
Because he was a hunter and he hunted down the ball carrier. The problem is when you play safety, it comes with responsibilities.
Yes.
So when Hugh accurately points out his awful pass coverage numbers, statistics, techniques. I mean, he can't play that way and call him a safety. And you're going to have to find another guy that can do the things that a safety does. And you are going to probably have to find a different way to use him.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not allowed a 12th player. Doesn't work that way.
Hmm.
As nice as Pete is, as slick as he is, he's not going to convince the NFL, can we have a 12th player? Because we really want Jamal Adams on the field, but he can't really play a position.
Right, none of the ones you have listed.
Yeah, he's not big enough to be a pass rusher, and you know, I don't think he can run defense well enough to play linebacker, and he can't cover.
Yeah.
So, what do you say, Raj? Can we have a 12th player because we see a lot of ability to like hunt and track down plays?
Yeah.
And so they're probably gonna have to find a different kind of position, and they might have to incorporate Blair this year with Diggs and create something that we haven't seen before
right.
from Jamal Adams this year in order to get the most out of him, because he's not a good safety. The word itself, the position itself, you are here to play it safe.
Uh-huh.
You save us from plays.
Yes.
Offensively, deep downfield. That's the definition of the term safety. It's a safety measure.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you're reckless and you want to play recklessly and right. you want to make big plays. So we're going to create that for you. What if they do? What if we create that for you? You get to be a hunter. We've created a new definition. Your position is H. You are a hunter. Now we've done this for you. We reworked the entire defense. You better make some effing plays.
Yeah.
You better be damn good at it, and it better not be any shying away from tackles because your shoulder hurts, and it better not be any getting caught in traffic. You better find a way to slice up an offense.
Mm-hmm.
Because if this is the position that you say, like, a position can't define me.
Okay.
If we got to create a position to take the best advantage of your tremendous athletic traits, then you better produce the hell out of whatever it is we created.
Yeah, you got to make a bunch of plays behind the line of scrimmage and make long yardage situations for your opponent, and you can't miss because you are leaving the only safety that you have back there now, who is good, Quandre Diggs, but you're leaving him by himself, and then whoever you're going to have
at
corner.
Which you can't do. Well, you just can't do in the NFL anymore.
Earl Thomas was really good at being able to somehow dissect and then fast enough to kind of go sideline to sideline, but he didn't have weaknesses at corner at all either.
Right.
So he only had to protect the sideline to sideline 20 yards down the field. Now, I don't know if you got the corners to necessarily do this, where you just get to have a roving hunter somewhere. They're going to figure something out, because I know that they liked what they got the first year and they didn't like what they got last year. And yet now you're married to the guy, so you better figure something out.
Yeah, we'll see. One last thing comes your way next. Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM. All right. right, one last thing. That's all we got time for. Ashley, what do you got today?
I just was posting our show, you know, our podcast.
Yeah.
And I was reliving the 6 o'clock hour in our back-to-back-to-back conversation and how hard I was laughing. And I just wanted to say thank you, guys, because I don't think I've laughed that hard at 6:20 in the morning ever in my life.
Wow.
Talking about exit velocity of children?
Exit velocity of children. The way that we took that down, such a weird path.
That's painful.
I would advise anyone who missed it, it is being podcasted right now, and it is worth the listen. It was very entertaining.
Yeah, we had a couple of texts like, stop. I'm trying to drive.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. And that's how I felt. Like, stop. I'm trying to speak and I can't.
Well, good. Good. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
We should do a really great segment to start the show more often.
That's a good plan. I feel like we would maybe be really good at this job if we did that.
No.
We would really benefit from good jokes.
No.
I think.
You got to ease into it. I think it's a great idea. 6 a.m. Nobody's ready for really good radio that early.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll trust you, Bucky.
Yeah, you're with my experience. You're the radio professional. You're
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, just go with it, guys.
I'll follow you.
All right. You know. Yeah, I guess we got that plan then. We'll see
if
that
one. Leads to a dead end. It leads to a dead end. At least we got a good plan.
Yep.
That's right.
Thanks, Bucky.
You can blame me.
Yeah.
I don't care.
All right, what's your one last thing, Bucky?
Just what I brought up there. Well, actually, there's a couple of them, but I'm going to go with the not-so-local one. The O'Neill Cruz shortstop for Pittsburgh Pirates. What in the world? I didn't even know who he was. Didn't know anything about him. Saw a video yesterday of, and somebody posted something like, he's 6'7".
Legit 6'7".
Playing shortstop.
Yes.
Throwing the ball about 100 mile an hour across the diamond from short. I saw the throw, and it's like one of those eyeball test things. Like, it came in on it a little bit, got this hop, and then just kind of whipped it, and it zipped across the diamond to first base, like, different. It was noticeably different. Like, and the announcers even go, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, what was that?
Yeah.
And then they show him spanking a ball in the gap at 112 mile an hour exit velocity. Goldsmith probably loved it. And it.
No, because he didn't pull it.
Yeah. Oh, that's what. Okay. Yeah. He did use the. He went the other way, left center as a lefty. But I mean, it scorched line drive, and it even caught. It was hit hard enough that it caught the center fielder. He didn't take the right angle, so it gets by him to the wall. Now, he did make a mistake. You don't make the first or third out at third base.
But he still beat it, didn't he?
No.
Oh, he got thrown out.
He got thrown out at third. But and then he has the top three whatever sprint speeds for the Pirates. I don't know where that, but something 31 feet per second. So that's just, I mean, obviously you don't get started at top speed, but I mean, that's down to first. That's 3 seconds down to first base right now. I mean, he's obviously going to go over that because you got to get going, but it's just, I'm like, wait a minute. 6'7" play shortstop with a hose?
6'7" shortstop.
And pop.
That hits like Daryl Strawberry, and they believe that defensively he won't have to move from shortstop, that they think he's that good.
Oh.
And fast. And so it's like, a lot of people, like, he thought he was going to start opening day for the Pirates, and they decided to sit on him for a little while longer. But it's one of the great, it is truly one of the great things about baseball. You don't see, like, a rookie activated in the middle of an NFL year. So you get these little tiny payoffs of seeing a superstar prospect for the first time. It could happen in June, could happen in August, could happen in September. You never know. So you, as a baseball fan, if you're really into this sort of thing, you get, oh, wow, I get to watch O'Neill Cruz today. Most of them don't do well early. He made a tremendous splash his very first game. They asked him about the 97-mile-per-hour throw across the diamond, and they're like, if you were on the mound, could you throw 100? And he goes, of course.
Why wouldn't
easy.
I?
Yeah, like easily.
Like looking at them like, why can you not?
Yeah. He's like, I did that just with a little shuffle.
Yeah.
If I leg kick and.
Yeah. Crazy.
Okay.
Just quickly around the room, my one last thing. Julio Rodriguez finger roll bat flip last night. What do you think of it?
Thumbs up.
Yep, thumbs up.
Oh, thumbs up.
That was nice.
Wasn't in the face of anybody.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Finger roll too. Awesome.
He's smooth. Everything he does, I like.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. I'm a fan. I think he'll be okay.
I think he's going to be.
I think this guy's going to catch on.
All right. Coming up next, it's Puck and it's Jim, Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM.